Good morning. It's December 02, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This commentary discusses various financial calculators that help individuals manage their investments and loans. Pimes of India analysis highlights tools such as a loan calculator for determining monthly payments and a systematic investment plan calculator that estimates potential returns on investments. Additionally, it mentions a public provident fund calculator to check the maturity amount and interest earned, as well as a fixed deposit calculator for similar purposes. There's also a tool to estimate pension amounts and the accumulated corpus under the national pension system. The report underscores how mutual fund calculators can provide insights into the future value of investments, making them essential for personal financial planning.
This report covers Realty Income Corporation's recent updates on its investment guidance and strategic agreements. Market observers at TipRanks found that Realty Income has raised its investment volume forecast for 2025 to over $6 billion, an increase from its earlier estimate of $5.5 billion. Additionally, the company announced a significant deal with Blackstone Real Estate for an $800 million preferred equity investment in the City Center project in Las Vegas. This agreement is set to close on December 9, 2025, and aims to enhance Realty Income's portfolio with a favorable yield and internal rate of return profile. Analysts currently rate Realty Income stock as a hold with a price target of $62. However, TipRanks recommends giving anyone a target of $52. AI analyst Spark considers it an outperform, citing the company's strong financial performance and positive insights from its latest earnings call as key strengths. Despite some short-term bearish signals in the market, Realty Income's robust cash flow and attractive dividend yield support its valuation. The company's strategic emphasis on European investments, along with the new guidance, positions it well for future growth. Realty Income, often referred to as the monthly dividend company, is a full-service real estate capital provider and a member of the S&P 500. With a portfolio of over 15,500 properties across various regions, it has established a reputation for reliable monthly dividends and is recognized as a dividend aristocrat for consistently increasing its payouts for over 30 years.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional investment in Garmin Limited. In a statement, MarketBeat shared that Scotia Capital reduced its holdings in Garmin by nearly 19% during the second quarter, selling over 2,000 shares and bringing its total ownership to just over 10,000 shares, valued at around $2.15 million. Other hedge funds took different approaches, with Capital Fund Management increasing its stake by nearly 39%, now owning over 119,000 shares, valued at nearly $24.9 million. Additionally, Northwestern Mutual Wealth Management raised its holdings by over 23%, with its investment now worth approximately $1.6 million. The Florida Retirement System also added to its position, increasing its stake slightly, while Johnson Financial Group and Corio LLC both saw modest increases in their ownership. Overall, institutional investors now hold over 81% of Garmin stock. Turning to Garmin's stock performance, it opened at $195.72, with a market capitalization of around $37.6 billion. The company's price-to-earnings ratio stands at 24.1, indicating a relatively high valuation compared to earnings. Garmin's shares have fluctuated between a 52-week low of $169.26 and a high of $261.69. In terms of financial performance, Garmin reported earnings per share of $1.99 for the last quarter, aligning with analysts' expectations. Revenue for the quarter was approximately $1.77 billion, slightly below the forecasted $1.78 billion, but reflecting an 11.7% year-over-year increase. As for guidance, Garmin is projecting earnings per share of $8.15 for the fiscal year 2025, while analysts anticipate an average of $7.80 for the current year. Analysts have mixed opinions on Garmin's stock. Tigris Financial recently raised its price target significantly, while Barclays has issued a more cautious outlook. The consensus rating for Garmin remains a hold, with an average target price of around $239.50, according to MarketBeat data. In summary, Garmin appears to be navigating a landscape of varied institutional interest and a solid financial performance, with analysts keeping a watchful eye on its stock valuation and future earnings potential.
This commentary focuses on Solventum's recent performance and strategic developments. According to a recent report from Investing.com UK, Solventum has received an upgrade from BTIG, which has raised its rating from neutral to buy, with a price target set at $100. This reflects the company's recovery from previous challenges and its improving operational performance as it heads into 2026. Currently, Solventum is trading at approximately $85.56, with a market capitalization of around $14.8 billion. The research firm noted that Solventum has overcome initial hurdles, particularly related to its unclear long-term goals and debt concerns. A key element of this turnaround was the divestiture of its purification and filtration business to Thermo Fisher Scientific, which has helped reduce its debt burden. The upgrade is based on BTIG's positive outlook for Solventum's growth, both from organic sources and recent acquisitions. Notably, the company has seen a revision in earnings estimates from six analysts, reinforcing this optimistic view. The new price target implies a valuation that is only slightly above its current trading multiple, suggesting it remains relatively undervalued compared to peers in the healthcare sector. In other news, Solventum recently disclosed its third quarter earnings, posting earnings per share of $1.50, which fell short of expectations. However, revenue met forecasts at $2.1 billion. Additionally, the company announced plans to acquire Acera Surgical, a firm that specializes in regenerative wound care, for $725 million, with potential additional payments tied to future performance. This acquisition is expected to bolster Solventum's presence in the U.S. acute care market, although it may initially dilute earnings per share in 2026. Furthermore, the company's board has approved a substantial share repurchase program, valued at $1 billion, set to begin in 2026. UBS has maintained a neutral rating on the stock, with a price target of $79, indicating a cautious approach despite the strategic moves. Overall, these developments signify important steps for Solventum as it aims to enhance its market position and deliver value to its shareholders.
This report covers Costco's federal lawsuit against the Trump administration regarding import tariffs. As reported earlier by Loop Press, Costco Wholesale Corporation has filed a lawsuit claiming that tariffs imposed during the previous administration unlawfully increased costs for retailers, which ultimately forced American consumers to pay higher prices. The company argues that these tariffs exceeded legal authority and created unpredictable financial burdens for businesses trying to import essential goods. Specifically, Costco states it incurred millions of dollars in additional duties on a wide range of products, including electronics, clothing, and household items. Such tariffs, according to Costco, disrupted established supply chains, necessitated renegotiations with suppliers, and led to increased prices on store shelves. Costco's legal action suggests that the tariffs were imposed without adequate justification or adherence to required procedures, claiming they were arbitrary and capricious. The lawsuit emphasizes that retailers were left in a challenging position, with little opportunity to adjust their supply chains or mitigate the financial fallout from these policies. This case joins a broader wave of litigation from various U.S. companies challenging the legality of past tariff actions, indicating that many businesses, rather than foreign producers, have borne the financial burden resulting from these trade conflicts. Trade analysts highlight that the total cost to U.S. importers has reached billions of dollars, spurring more companies to seek recourse through the courts. Officials from the Trump administration have defended the tariffs as necessary measures to combat unfair trade practices and reduce reliance on foreign manufacturing, asserting that the president has broad authority during economic emergencies. The U.S. Department of Justice has not yet commented on this particular lawsuit. Legal experts suggest that if Costco prevails, it could significantly impact future administrations' ability to impose trade penalties and potentially lead to substantial refunds for tariff payments. This case is currently pending, with hearings anticipated later this year.
This report covers the performance and outlook of Williams Companies, Inc., a major player in the U.S. energy infrastructure sector. In a new piece by Inkle, we learn that Williams operates natural gas pipelines and processing facilities, playing a crucial role in transporting and processing natural gas across the nation. With a market capitalization of approximately $74.4 billion, the company is classified as a large-cap stock, which highlights its significant influence in the oil and gas midstream industry. Despite its strong position, Williams shares have seen a decline of 6.3% from their recent peak of $65.55 reached earlier this month. However, in the last 3 months, the stock has increased by 6.2%, outperforming the First Trust NASDAQ Oil and Gas Exchange Traded Fund, which has faced a slight decrease during the same period. Looking at the longer-term performance, Williams stock has risen by 13.5% year-to-date and 5% over the past year, in contrast to the NASDAQ fund, which has experienced a marginal gain this year, but a notable drop over the last 12 months. Recently, Williams shares climbed by 2% following the release of its third quarter earnings. The company reported adjusted earnings per share of 49 cents, which fell just short of analysts' expectations, while revenue came in at $2.9 billion, also slightly below forecasts. The company has maintained its full-year earnings guidance, projecting adjusted earnings per share between $2.01 and $2.19. In comparison, rival Kinder Morgan has lagged behind, showing a slight decline year-to-date and a 3.5% drop over the past year. Wall Street analysts remain optimistic about Williams Companies, assigning it a consensus moderate buy rating. The average price target suggests potential growth of nearly 12% from current levels, indicating confidence in the company's future prospects.
This report covers Pipistrel's recent achievement in obtaining type certification for its aircraft from the Colombian Civil Aviation Authority. Market observers at AviTrader Aviation News found that Pipistrel, a subsidiary of Textron Inc., has made significant strides in the South American aviation market by becoming the first company to receive Colombian aeronautical regulation for very light aircraft certification. This milestone includes approvals for the Pipistrel Explorer, the Velis Club, and the specialized XI variant. The Explorer is notable for its efficiency and capability to operate in challenging environments, supporting both day and night visual flight rules. It's designed for potential upgrades to instrument flight rules, enhancing its versatility for various flying conditions. The Velis Club is primarily crafted for flight training, but is adaptable for general aviation, focusing on reliability and operational simplicity. Meanwhile, the XI variant is tailored for aerial surveying, equipped with advanced technologies to facilitate tasks like detailed mapping and environmental monitoring. Overall, this certification marks a pivotal moment for Pipistrel, further solidifying its position in the global light aircraft sector while expanding its footprint in Colombia.
This report discusses recent changes in voting rights for Covestro AG following a notification from BlackRock, Inc. As reported earlier by TradingView, BlackRock has adjusted its holdings in Covestro, indicating significant movements in voting rights. On November 27, 2025, BlackRock crossed a threshold, raising its stake in Covestro to 5.5%, which includes direct and indirect holdings. Previously, their position was slightly lower, at 5.49%. This adjustment may reflect BlackRock's continued interest in Covestro, a company based in Germany that specializes in advanced materials. Such changes in ownership can influence corporate governance and strategic directions within the firm, as larger shareholders often have more say in decision-making processes. Looking ahead, it will be interesting to see how these developments affect Covestro's stock performance and overall market perception, especially given BlackRock's substantial presence in the investment landscape.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.